From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are meeting to try to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria. Kerry and Lavrov are trying to come to agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. The latest meeting comes amid heightened tensions in Syria after Turkey decided earlier this week to send tanks across the border into Syria to clear out a pocket of land controlled by the Islamic State group. Previous rounds of international negotiations, including discussions between the top diplomats from Washington and Moscow, have failed to produce an end to the conflict. The situation is complicated by U.S. and Russian support for opposing sides. More than 290,000 people have died in the civil war. Meanwhile, Syrian rebels and their families began evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Daraya as part of an agreement reached late Thursday with the government after 4 years of airstrikes and siege left the suburb in ruins. Under terms of the deal, about 700 gunmen will be allowed safe exit to the opposition-held northern province of Idlib. About 4,000 civilians will be taken temporarily to a shelter south of Daraya. In a statement issued in Geneva, the UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said that the people must be protected during the evacuation from Daraya. He said their departure must be voluntary and that the UN was not consulted in the deal. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. A Kurdish suicide bomber targeted a checkpoint near a police station in Cizre, southeast Turkey, Friday, killing at least 11 police officers and wounding scores of other people. Militants linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, have claimed responsibility. At a news conference in Istanbul, Prime Minister Binali Yildirim vowed to retaliate.
Bu sabah erken saatlerde Cizre.
He said as a result of the PKK's vile and treacherous attack at a police station in Cizre earlier this morning, 11 martyrs, police officers, lost their lives. We extend our condolences. We have many wounded who are being treated, and I wish them a speedy recovery. The town of Cizre is in a province that borders Syria and Iraq and has a largely Kurdish population. France's highest administrative court has declared a ban on burkinis, or full-body swimsuits worn by Muslim women, illegal in the country. The three-judge state council on Friday ruled that the ban by the town of Villeneuve-Loubet dealt a serious and clearly illegal blow to the fundamental liberties such as freedom of movement, freedom of conscience, and personal liberty. Patrice Spinosi is a lawyer with the Human Rights League.
He said that because there are a principle, which is the freedom of religion, there will be a violation to this freedom if the town decide to forbid someone to express his religion on the public space.
The ban had alleged that allowing the swimsuit posed a threat to public order, a claim that the court said was not supported by evidence. About 30 coastal towns have imposed the ban with the blessing of some high officials in the national government. Prime Minister Manuel Valls has said that the swimsuit represents, in his words, the enslavement of women. As rescuers dug through destroyed buildings, two strong aftershocks hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy on Friday. The aftershocks, one registering a magnitude 4.3 and the other 4.7 on the Richter scale, caused more damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke, instilling panic in the town. Since the original earthquake hit Amatrice early Wednesday morning, the city has seen more than 500 additional aftershocks. Civil protection officials have raised the death toll from Wednesday's 6.2 magnitude quake to 267. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.